This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The standoff between the government and the opposition in parliament was resolved as both sides agreed to hold a discussion on the national song Vande Mataram as well as the electoral reforms. After 2 days of chaos and disruptions, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla held a business advisory committee meeting with the floor leaders where it was decided that a 10-hour-long discussion on electoral reforms will be held in the lower house of parliament on the 9th and 10th of December. During the meeting, it was also decided that the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram will take place from 12 noon on 8th of December. Addressing the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said for parliamentary democracy, the election process is extremely important. So finally, everybody has agreed for the discussion.
Lok Sabha Speaker ke chamber mein.
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly and everyone should get an opportunity to speak.
Parliament House.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renamed the Prime Minister's office as Seva Tirth. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah mentioned that the names of Raj Bhavan and Raj Nivas are being changed to Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. He described this as an important milestone in the nation's journey towards building a developed and superior India with service and good governance as key priorities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid tribute to the country's first president, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Vice President recalled him as a towering freedom fighter who guided the drafting of the constitution with his wisdom as the president of the Constituent Assembly. In his social media post, the Prime Minister said, from actively participating in India's freedom struggle and presiding over the Constituent Assembly to becoming the first president, Dr. Prasad served the nation with unmatched dignity, dedication and clarity of purpose. On the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, President Draupadi Murmu will confer the national awards to individuals and institutions for their exemplary effort in empowering persons with disabilities in New Delhi today. The ceremony aims to celebrate the resolve, dedication and empowerment of persons with disabilities, honouring their courage and accomplishments. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the Navy's operational demo as the chief guest at Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala this afternoon. Shagumugam Beach near Thiruvananthapuram is all set to welcome President Draupadi Murmu for an operational demonstration by the Indian Navy. The operational demo will highlight the Navy's strength and combat readiness, featuring 19 major warships and 32 aircraft, including fighter jets and surveillance aircraft. The BJP today claimed 7 seats in the Delhi Municipal Corporation MCD by polls across 12 wards in the national capital. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party bagged 3 seats and Congress and All India Forward Bloc won 1 seat each. The by-elections were held on the 30th of November at 580 polling booths with 51 candidates, including 26 women. Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India beginning tomorrow for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the summit. According to an official in the External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. India's Operation Sagar Bandhu continues to bolster Sri Lanka's struggle against the devastation caused by Cyclone Ditwa. The Disaster Management Center reports 465 deaths, 366 missing and over 1.55 million people affected across all 25 districts, with Kandy suffering the highest toll. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second match of the 3-match ODI series in Raipur this afternoon at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.